On the podcast Song Exploder, your favorite musicians tell you how they made your favorite songs. Now, host Hrishikesh Hirway is showing you. He's got a new Netflix series out by the same name. Each episode starts at the beginning, the very first moment of inspiration. We get to see each layer, the percussion, the bassline, the stem, the lyrics.
And maybe like the regular ear might not even know all of that, but shout out to the people that do, and this is for you.
That's artist and producer Ty Dolla $ign talking about his song L.A. in the show's fourth episode. I talked with Hrishikesh Hirway about why he wanted to take his podcast visual.
I think one of the things that's always been really important to me about Song Exploder is the feeling of intimacy that you get from the artist when they're talking about what inspired their song and the decisions they made to bring it to life. And there is this inherent intimacy in listening to somebody's voice in headphones. There's another kind of opportunity for a different kind of intimacy when you actually can see the person's face, when you can see them talking about these same kinds of experiences.
It's an eclectic group of artists and songs that you picked out. All of them are so different. And I want to start with Lin-Manuel Miranda. You profile the song Wait For It from Hamilton. Yeah. Wait For It is Aaron Burr's big anthem in the musical. If there's a reason he seems to thrive and so few survive, then goddammit, I'm willing to wait for it. I'm willing to wait for it. This is a guy, a composer who has been interviewed so many times. What was going through your mind when you thought, I want him in this show?
He had said in another interview that it was maybe the best song that he had ever written. And for somebody who's so acclaimed and who has written so many songs, that's a claim that I really wanted to investigate.
Right. There's a great part where he's telling you how he came up with the chorus to Wait For It. He's on a train. He's going to a birthday party in New York.
Yeah, he had been working on the music for the song already, and he was recording stuff into his phone at the time and got so excited about what he had come up with that he ended up going to the birthday party, saying hello, and then leaving so that he could get what was in his head on paper.
Death doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes and it takes and it takes. We keep living anyway. Rising before the break, make mistakes. And if there's a reason, I'm still alive. When everyone who loves me has died, I'm willing to wait for it. Wait for it. I'm willing to wait for it.
That's sort of the heart of what the show is this kind of feeling of show and tell, I think, you know, trying to use the way the song is built, the different layers of the tracks as kind of evidence for what the ideas were in the song. So anytime that there's a chance to get a primary source, that's really like the magic of the show.
That song obviously is built around a very specific, iconic story in American history. Your episode with Alicia Keys really is about the opposite. It's this song, 3-hour drive, that's like brand new, basically. I mean, it just came out. I can't deny it's hard as I try, but you give life. You give life. Can you tell us about how that piece came together?
When she told me about that track and what inspired it and how there was sort of really personal stories about birth and death that went into it, I think generally musicians are asked about their work in a way that's really big picture and that ends up being kind of general. And being able to talk about the specifics of a song and the specific small decisions that went into it is a way to get a different kind of portrait of an artist, something that I think actually ends up potentially revealing things about them that you wouldn't see otherwise.
These are the chords that you're talking about.
Don't you love a stem?
I do. That's what the whole show is.
Does the audience need to know the song for them to enjoy the process of putting it together, though?
I mean, the whole thesis of Song Exploder from the beginning has been that you don't. In some ways, I think that it's actually a great way to be introduced to a song. I find that if you already like a song when you go into an episode, chances are you'll end up falling in love with that song. People have to learn about songs somewhere. And so why not, in the context of hearing the artist talk about how it actually came together.
I love your opening line in the narration to the episode about REM's Losing My Religion. You say, it's hard to imagine a time when losing my religion didn't exist. Why did you want to pick this song?
Like you said, the Alicia Keys song just came out. I didn't want it to just be about new music. I also wanted to feature songs like Losing My Religion, where it just feels like it's been part of the cultural tapestry for me, it feels like forever. I thought that I heard you laughing.
But then how did you come away from that? Because, I mean, in the end, it wasn't necessarily about anything. I mean, you're interviewing Michael Stipe and the other members of the band, and Michael Stipe can't remember writing the song, and the bassist is like, I don't know, I was just trying to come up with a bass line that I could stomach playing the thing. I mean, I'm paraphrasing there. But this feels like such a different episode because there almost wasn't as much significance as we, the audience, imbued on this song after all these years.
Well, I don't know about as much significance. I think a different kind of significance. What I, at a superficial level had thought was some kind of political protest song or something like that. Turns out that it's about insecurity. It's a love song, an unrequited love song that Michael Stipe wrote. And I really appreciate having that kind of insight into it. The universality of those things really does come out of some specific feeling or experience. Like the way you connect it to it is through something that you felt yourself, that they came from something that they felt. I was trying to get him to connect those dots. And that's definitely the most fun part of my job as an interviewer on that show.
Hrishikesh Hirway, he is the host of the podcast Song Exploder, which is now a new show on Netflix. Hrishikesh, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.